Well, good morning, everyone. So let me begin by asking you this. I want you to think about the amazing women in your life, women who have made an impact, who have left an indelible mark on your life. Someone who is honest, trustworthy, authentic, independent, intelligent, curious, confident, supportive, sympathetic, compassionate, faithful, and forgiving. You are the person you have become because of the influence of such a woman in your life. And I'm just gonna mention two in my life. First is my wife, Lynn, and the second is my mother. I want you to think about who those women might be for you. Today, we have two such women, two unknown at that time in history, but two amazing women, two very courageous women, Mary and Elizabeth. Today, we are presented with these amazing women. One, Mary, young girl, perhaps around 16. The other, Elizabeth, she's older, perhaps in her 50s. Both are pregnant. First, Mary, she has the Son of God within her. By her openness and willingness to be part of God's plan. The second, Elizabeth, she's carrying John the Baptist, the last of the Old Testament prophets and the first of the New Testament prophets. And both these pregnancies were announced by the angel Gabriel. Mary and Elizabeth were women of courage, women of faith. And it took tremendous courage for Mary at a very young age to allow the will of God to take place within her. She had to hope that Joseph would still accept her as his wife and to care for her and the baby. She also had to put up the wagging tongues of the neighbors. They did the math, and they were certain Joseph could not be the father. Elizabeth also had to be a woman of courage. To become pregnant at her age was a wonderful surprise, but would she survive childbirth? Today's gospel story does not convey fear. Instead, it presents two women who share the excitement of great joy. Mary and Elizabeth were bursting with excitement. After all, there was a miraculous element to both of their pregnancies. Mary hears about Elizabeth's pregnancy, and she takes a journey to the hill country to meet her kinswoman. Because she knew in her heart she would find someone who could understand this deep joy that has happened to her as well. Only Mary and Elizabeth could understand what it's like to be chosen by God for his mission. Only Mary and Elizabeth could understand what joy they had, not just to have a child within themselves, but a special child. And we see how these two amazing women become important characters in the story of our salvation. These two women will impact the world, not all on their own, but by the impact they will have on the two important persons, which is their unseen children, Jesus and John. And it is through their mothers that they are first brought together. Now, both women are with child, it is Mary who takes the initiative to visit Elizabeth. And we read, she went with haste. She did not hesitate. She responded quickly to the prompting of God. We could learn so much from her example. Ask yourself this. How many times have we hesitated when we were called by God? If we look closely at today's story, we can see God's plan starting to unfold before our very eyes through these two women. When Mary arrives and approaches, the child in Elizabeth's womb reacts immediately. Already before the birth, John is touched by the Spirit of Jesus. One might say that this was John's baptism. I read that another spiritual writer says, this is the first time that John pointed to Jesus. Because years later, we'll read in John's gospel, John pointing to Jesus and says, behold, the Lamb of God. Look at the impact which an amazing woman can have. At the sound of Mary's voice, John experienced the presence of Jesus and is filled with the Spirit. For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And I will add this. Elizabeth is also affected by the presence of Mary, who carries Jesus. Elizabeth bursts into praise for Jesus and his mother and says prophetically, why should I be honored with the visit from the mother of my Lord, and by implication, with a visit by the Lord himself? It's an amazing moment. I believe that it's through faith and inspiration of the Holy Spirit that Elizabeth recognizes in her younger cousin, Mary, that she is the mother of her Lord. We can also see how God works through these women as a major theme within Luke's gospel, being unfolded at its early stage in the coming of Jesus. And it's one of the spirit of service. Even before his birth in Bethlehem, we are presented with the humility of Mary and her son. It is they that go to visit and not someone who is visiting them. There's not a question about status here. Even before Jesus is born, we see this amazing theme of service. Jesus already comes to serve and not to be served, because it is through service that we will recognize him as Lord. Later on in life, Jesus tells his disciple, you call me master and Lord, and you are right, yet I am the one who washes your feet. You go and do the same. It is the beginning of God's great plan to bring salvation and wholeness to the world. God's own Son is preparing to come and live among us as human beings. I often think about the impact which Mary had on Jesus' life and the impact she has on all of us, especially in a role of leading us to her son, our Lord. If you remember the story of the wedding feast of Cana, and Mary says to her son, they have no more wine. And the last recorded words of Mary in the gospel is this, do whatever he tells you. Think about those words on your life. Another thing to think about, the birth of Jesus is now imminent. In a few days' time, we will be celebrating the memory of that great event. As we party our way through the Christmas season, let us not forget what it is about. The coming of God among us to show us the greatest love that can be shown. It is a laying down of one's life for one's friend. Today's Mass, this fourth Sunday of Advent, reminds us to look forward to the life of Jesus, a life lived totally in love that will end in suffering and death as a way to glory and everlasting life. You might say that Christmas might seem as a strange time to think about the suffering of Jesus, but Jesus' life is to be seen as a seamless rope. Birth in poverty to death on a cross as an essential way to new life and glory. We celebrate his birth of the triumph victory of his death. He emptied himself for love of us and Father, and the Father has raised him to the highest heavens. These past couple of weeks in preparation of Christmas, I don't know about you, but I've been bombarded on email and a whole bunch of other ways talking about, Black Friday, super deals, get 30%, 50%, 70%, time to buy, get your gift. Well, the best deal we will ever be offered is not on Black Friday, but on Good Friday. And it is totally free. All we need to do is to be willing to accept this beautiful gift from God. And that is the only gift we should be looking for under our tree. No one can offer more than one owns life. An offering of one of himself will be seen in the whole life of Jesus. As we go through the gospel pages, and this leading to the final dramatic confrontation between love and greed, hatred and pride, and not without difficulty, Jesus will make the final offering of himself, the greatest love that any person can show. So here's my invitation for all of us to ponder. Jesus does not only do all of this for us and we just sit back and wait to be saved. He is inviting us to say with him to the Father, "Here I am. I am coming to do your will." Mary herself had already followed her son, though he was not yet born. Asked as an unmarried virgin if she'd be willing to be the mother of Jesus, and assured that with God all things are possible, she had already said yes. "Let all this happen to me as you have planned it." At this stage, she had no idea what was in store for her, but she said her yes, and she will be faithful to it. Have you said yes yet? It's a question that the readings of today are asking each one of us. We are about to celebrate Christmas very soon. Probably all our preparations have been made, or we're up to our eyeballs trying to make them. But have we made the most important preparation of all? Yes to the Father, yes to Jesus, yes to all that will be experienced in the coming year, yes to every call that God makes, that he will make of us. Part of the meaning of Christmas is that by contemplating on the experiences of Mary and Elizabeth, we learn from them how to say an unqualified, unconditional yes, because that is where the real joy and happiness of Christmas lies.